Continue our coverage of 4-H Achievement Days in Aurora County. I'm visiting with Corbin Gall. He's a member of the Stickney Eagles 4-H Club, and he's been in 4-H for 5 years. Corbin, thanks for joining us today. So how did you get involved with 4-H?
Well, it's a pretty long story, but I used to do Boy Scouts, and when that stopped in, like, doing it in my hometown, my mom came up to me, and I was pretty disappointed with it, and she goes, well, you like Boy Scouts. I used to be in 4-H, and she told me about it, and I was like, all right, I'll try it, and then I pretty much got hooked. It's a ton of fun just to come to Achievement Days every year, show off my projects, and just meet new people.
And Corbin, I see in visual arts you've got Legos. Tell us about them.
So I brought 2 Legos this year, and I brought Legos almost every year. And the 2 Legos I chose this year were Wrecking Ball from Overwatch and a Lego Star Wars helmet of the character Captain Rex. Now, I chose the helmet just because he's my favorite character. These helmets are pretty hard to build, so it's a challenge to me. And then I also wanted another one for my collection that I have at home, where I'm starting to build it up. I only have 2 right now, and this one will be another one.
And tell us about your home environment project.
When we were on vacation to the KOA out in Rapid, and they had this tie-dyeing thing for, like, just for fun, and I decided to do one of them this year. And I've tie-dyed before, but this year I decided to go with a different approach and try and, like, not follow, like, the instructions that they gave you with the things to get, like, basic patterns. And I tried to do, like, just one where I could, like, just kind of like as an experiment, I just tied it in random places, and I think it came out really well. And then I went to the dyeing station, and I decided to go for, like, kind of like a cotton candy color theme with blue and pink, which are the typical colors of cotton candy.
And I see you also did a selected outfit. Tell me about that.
Another project area that I like to do is selected outfits. For one, the reason why I think they're really easy and fun to do is you get a free outfit from it. They're also, like, it's also kind of fun just to go to a store and try and find stuff and get a good deal on it. So this year I was able to keep both of my outfits under $20.
That's pretty good. And how did you make out with them?
So I just kind of went to the clearance section of Walmart and found some stuff that I thought looked good. And together, they were under 20. It's really good.
And I understand you did a woodworking project, or a couple of them, actually. Tell us about those.
Our school has shop, and I did these projects in shop. I made a lamp for my brother because his lamp broke, and it's like kind of like a water trough. Yeah, and I also made a jewelry box for my mom for Christmas.
What makes you excited about 4-H Achievement Days, Corbin?
Just being able to talk to judges about, like, stuff that they know better than I do, and also just kind of stepping out of my comfort zone and trying new things every year.
And Corbin, one final question. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them that it's just a good feeling to be able to help your community out. And even just, like, Achievement Days is a ton of fun because you can just do whatever you want. Like, not really whatever you want, but you can make really cool stuff that some people wouldn't even think about doing because they're so used to just staying in their worlds of automated stuff and, like, just buying stuff off of Amazon. Like, if, say, somebody broke a lamp, they might just buy a new one. But you can always make a different one and make it look cool and have your own design for it. That's why I think 4-H is a lot of fun. It teaches you a lot of life skills that you'll lose later on.
Corbin Gall of the Stickney Eagles 4-H Club joins us at Aurora County 4-H Achievement Days in Flankington.